Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, the 45,000 dealers who serve you with Fire Chief gasoline and other Texaco products help celebrate the birthday of His Honor the Mayor, Eddie Cantor. Jack Renard and his orchestra start the festivities with a musical tribute to our mayor.
Happy birthday.
Comes in person to receive many happy returns of the day, Eddie Cantor.
Thank you, everybody, thank you.
Say, Eddie.
Yep.
This mink coat you're wearing, is that one of your presents?
Yeah, how do you like it? Ida just bought it for me. Isn't that grand? Look at that.
But Eddie, it's a woman's coat.
That's right. Ida figures if I don't like it, she can always wear
she
it.
Can wear it. You know, Eddie, that coat is gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
Say, I wonder how many poor, dumb animals had to be skinned for this coat.
Only one, Jimmy, and here's the bill to prove it.
I get it. Eddie, do you realize that yesterday was the president's birthday, and today it's yours?
Yeah, how do you like that? I just missed being president by one day. Hey, bring in that packing case, mister. Just bring in that packing case.
Eddie,
put it down.
Eddie, wait a minute. Tell me, what's that big packing case for? Is it full of presents?
Yes, oh yes. Yeah, not now, Jimmy, but afterwards.
Well, afterwards. I get it, yeah.
You know what I mean, Jimmy? People start giving you things, you can't carry them in your arms. A lot of presents. You know, a night like this, I'm a pretty popular kid.
You know, Eddie,
yeah.
The way you hint, that's pretty clever.
Yeah, Jimmy, it's a gift. Do you get it? I mean, do I get it? I mean, have you got it? Come on already. Come on. Give, Jimmy. Don't be. Come on. Yeah.
A box for Mrs. James Wallington.
Oh, thank you, boy. Here's a little something for yourself. Here.
Thank you, Mayor.
Yeah.
Open it up, will you, Eddie? See what it is. Go ahead.
Oh, it's a birthday cake. Look at that. Wow. Oh, Jimmy. Let's read the inscription on the cake.
All right, go ahead.
It says, Happy birthday to Eddie Cantor from Mrs. James Wallington, wife of radio's outstanding announcer, a man whose contribution to the Texaco Town program is responsible for its success. Don't you think it's time he got a raise? Nice sentiment, Jimmy. That's nice sentiment.
Well, Eddie, you will admit it's a lovely cake.
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's got strawberries on the inside.
Yeah, and a lovely raspberry on the outside. Fine birthday so far. Ida buys me a fur coat for herself, and your wife sends a cake telling me how good you are.
Well, now, Eddie, you know, presents aren't everything.
Oh, Jimmy, get me right. It's not the intrinsic value of a gift, Jimmy, after we know each other, you know?
That's right.
So when a man's birthday comes along, it doesn't have to be a big thing, Jimmy. It doesn't have to be a 7-passenger car. A roadster, any little thing. You know what I mean, Jimmy? You know. Look, here comes another cake, Jimmy.
Another cake for Mrs. James Wallington.
Oh.
Well, read the inscription on that one.
It says, P.S. I'm sure you're old enough to realize how tough it is to get along on Jimmy's salary. Jimmy,
Jimmy, will you get me a shortcake? I want to send her a little note.
Boy,
this is some birthday so
telegram
far.
Telegram for Eddie Cantor. Telegram for Eddie Cantor.
Oh, here you are, young fella. At least a telegram comes in.
Well, read it. What's it say, Eddie?
It says, congratulations on your birthday. We hope you stay on CBS for the rest of your life. CBS wants you. CBS needs you. CBS can have you. Signed, NBC.
Jack Renaud with a big package. I'll bet that's a... Look. Hello, Jack. Come on in, Jack. Well, what have you got in the package, Jack?
6 bottles of beer, 4 turkey sandwiches, 6 hamburgers, a roast chicken, 8 hard-boiled eggs, and a leg of lamb.
But, Jack, you know I'm on a diet.
Well, what's in that box will never hurt you.
No?
No, that's my lunch.
Jimmy, I brought a packing case. You know, I could have brought an empty matchbox for what I'm getting here.
Well, Eddie, you know, it's too bad that you haven't had a present yet. Tell you what I'll do. If tomorrow's not too late,
No, Jimmy, it isn't that. It's not the present. You know, in a way, I'm like a kid, Jimmy. One likes to be remembered on one person. You know, it's something that...
Well, wait a minute. Look, in a high hat and frock coat from the Texaco Company, George W. Voss. Hello there, Mr. Voss.
How do you do, Mr. Voss?
Mayor Cantor, many happy returns of the day.
Oh, thank you.
You've been associated with our organization since September the 20th, 1936.
Yeah.
And during that time, you have done a splendid job of entertaining the public and selling our product.
Thank you.
And so, on behalf of the Texas Company and our 45,000 dealers, at this time, I'd like to give you 3 cheers. Hooray, hooray, hooray. Pardon me. Hooray.
What's that hooray for?
That's a bonus.
Thank you so much for your appreciation. I'm going to tell the musical union to do something for you.
I shall remember, especially the bonus. I remember...
Eddie.
What's the matter?
Oh, Eddie, I got a tummy ache.
What's the matter?
Oh, I got a terrible tummy ache.
That's because you ate that big lunch.
Oh, it wasn't a lunch.
No?
No, it was the 2 big marshmallows I had for dessert.
What marshmallows?
Oh, I found them on the table.
Jack, they weren't marshmallows. They were my birthday cakes. How do you like that?
Then why did it burn me?
It burned you? Well, the next time you eat a birthday cake, take out the candles. Will you please?
Eddie.
What?
Tell me. Don't you think I'm a little pale?
A little pale? You look more like a big tub. I finally got 2 birthday cakes for a present and a rhinoceros eats it up. How do you like that?
Hello, Mayor Cantor.
Oh, hello, Mr. Marcus. Jimmy, here's my tailor.
Today's your birthday, eh?
Yeah?
Well, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Now, Mayor Cantor, I want you to fit on this camel hair coat.
Jimmy, look at this beautiful coat. My tailor didn't forget me.
The sleeve, fix it up. Let me see now.
Yeah?
All right, it looks like the sleeves are a little bit too short. Long. Well,
yeah.
I'll fix that.
Uh-huh.
And the bottom, it's a little bit too short.
Yeah.
I'll fix that, too.
And then the coat will be ready, hey?
Absolutely. Now, take it off.
All right, now, tell me, when will I have it?
Who said it's for you?
Well, why did you fit it on me?
My dummy broke down, so I'm using you. Goodbye.
Jimmy, I'm going home. I've been humiliated, embarrassed. I feel miserable. Nothing in the world could make me feel worse.
Hello, Eddie Stanton. How are you?
Talking. I've got one friend.
Hey, listen, I didn't forget your birthday.
No?
I got something for you.
Go ahead.
Happy birthday, P.U. Happy birthday, P.U. Happy birthday.
Wait a minute. Happy birthday, P.U.? It's to me. To me.
All right. Happy birthday to me and P.U. to you.
Why don't you say something nice to the audience about my birthday?
All right. I'll make a speech.
Go ahead.
My friends...
Do I sound like Roosevelt?
Yeah, oh, get away. I certainly expected something from you for my birthday.
I didn't know what to get you. I don't know.
Park your car. There's nothing is too good for me.
Well, that's what I got you. Nothing.
Quiet, will you? Well, that's just what I can expect from a cheapskate like you.
Cheapskate?
Yeah?
Here's a pretty sweater for you.
Oh, it's knitted beautifully.
I knit it myself.
That's swell. Well, come on, give it to me.
I told you I knit it myself. It's cold outside.
Very nice work. That's very nice work.
Yeah, but I got something for you, Eddie Cocklepuss.
Wait a minute. Cocklepuss? Pop your cockles. Even on my birthday, you can't get my name straight. The name is Cantor. Look.
C-A-N, can, like when you preserve or pickle something. And T-O-R, tore, like ripped or broken. Now, do you get my name straight?
Yeah, Eddie Broken Pickle.
Stop with that, will you? I'll break your hat, I'm telling you. Party, look, I don't mind you calling me names, but not to bring me a present.
Honestly. Listen, Eddie Scranton, I'm not going to hold you in suspense any longer.
Yeah?
I got one for you. I got a sweater for you.
Yeah.
How do you like it?
Wait a minute. Is that what you got me for my birthday? A dog sweater? A dog sweater?
Stop barking. I got you some dog biscuit, too.
Park your carcass. It's a shame. It's a shame to think that one man can be so dumb.
Yeah, stop feeling so sorry for yourself.
No. Will you leave me alone? This is the worst birthday I've had in my entire 27 years. All right, 28. All right. Even the two cakes I got, Renard had to eat it up.
Well, shut my mouth. I knew I had something for you. A cake.
A cake?
Yeah.
Where is it?
I'll have my flunky bring it in. Come on, flunky.
Go ahead.
There you are.
I think I'll throw away the cake and eat the flunky. Say, that's a nice cake. But where are the candles?
I don't got no candles, but we'll stick in these lollipops.
Yep. Put those in there. Lollipops? What's the idea?
Well, everybody else made a sucker out of you.
Get off. A few months ago, ladies and gentlemen, I revived Irving Berlin's Alexander's Ragtime Band. Tonight, in honor of Mr. Berlin, I repeat the song. Oh, my honey, better hurry and let's meander. Ain't you going to the leader man, ragged leader man? Oh, my honey, let me take you to Alexander's grandstand, grandstand. Ain't you coming along? Come on here, come on here, Alexander's ragtime band. Come on here, come on here, it's the best band in the world. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. So natural that you want to go to war. That's just the bestest band, whatever. Honey lamb, come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, up to the man, who's the leader of the band. And if you care to hear the song, come on here, come on here, Alexander's Ragtime Band. Alexander's Ragtime Band was Irving Berlin's earliest success. His latest achievement is the writing of the six song hits from the 20th Century Fox picture On the Avenue. The other day at the Fox studio, I met Irving Berlin. I told him that today was my birthday, and he said, Eddie, I'd like to come over and pay my respects. And so with great pride, I present my good friend, the greatest writer of popular songs in the world, Irving Berlin.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, Eddie. I've known you for a good many years, Eddie, and it's a great honor and a privilege to be able to stand up here and tell your radio audience...
Now, Irving, don't lay it on too thick, you know.
Don't be modest, Eddie. Of course, if you'd rather have me keep quiet...
No. Go right ahead.
Well, I just want to say that it's a great privilege to tell your radio audience tonight that, in my opinion, the greatest... The most enjoyable...
Now, Irving.
Most completely satisfying bit of entertainment ever offered the public is the picture On the Avenue, produced by 20th Century Fox, opening February 4th at the Radio City Music Hall.
But, Irving, look, just a minute. Don't you know what day this
is? Yes, I do, Eddie. This is the 31st of January, just 4 days before On the Avenue opens at the Radio City Music Hall. Lyrics and music by
Irving Berlin. Look at my puss. This is my birthday.
Well, I'm sorry, Eddie, I forgot. Congratulations. How old are you?
It's a lie. Look. What's the difference, Irving? A man is as old as it feels. Oh, look.
That's right.
Let's go back to talking about your picture. You know, I did see it at the studio Friday night.
That's fine.
And I think it's swell. Tell me, which one of the six songs is your favorite?
Well, that's hard to say, Eddie. It would be just the same as asking you which of your five daughters was your favorite.
Well, I have a favorite, the one that spends the least amount of money.
Now, I think we've heard enough about the picture, Eddie. Let's talk more about your birthday.
All right.
You see, I didn't know you were celebrating your birthday today, and I brought you a little surprise gift.
At last, a birthday present. But, Irving, you shouldn't have done it. You know, you embarrass me.
But, Eddie, I insist.
Well, if you insist.
Okay. As a little birthday present, I'll sing a chorus of You're Laughing at Me, which is one of the songs from On the Avenue.
A 20th Century Fox production opening at the radio of...
You're laughing at me. I can't be sentimental for you're laughing at me, I know. I want to be romantic, but I haven't a chance. You've got a sense of humor, and humor is death to romance. You're laughing at me. Why do you think it's funny when I say that I love you so? You've got me worried and I'm all at sea. For while I'm crying for you, you're laughing at me.
Irving, you know I love you. If I were you, I'd just write the songs and let us sing them. You know, I think...
You know, you shouldn't kid me, Eddie. Remember, you and I were both singing waiters once.
That's right. You were a singing waiter in Chinatown, and I was one in Coney Island. I'll never forget, Irving, when I sang Alexander's Ragtime Band for the first time, and you came down to hear me. Golly, I was a kid.
You can think that far back?
Yes, yes. And I'll never forget when you slipped me a half a dollar as a tip. And I gave it to a little baby girl who was in a baby carriage outside the cafe.
That's right. I saw you do it, Eddie. I remember very well. And who'd have thought that that little baby would grow up to be Sophie Tucker? Oh.
I knew it was such a good line, I'd have used it myself. Irving, I'm going to turn the other cheek and sing one of the songs from your picture, providing you play the piano for me.
Go ahead. Put on your slumming clothes and get your car. Let's go sightseeing where the high-comb people are. Come on, there's lots of fun in store for you. See how the other half lives on Park Avenue. Let's go slumming. Take me slumming. Let's go slumming on Park Avenue. Let us hide behind a pair of fancy glasses and make faces when a member of the classes passes. Let's go smelling where they're dwelling, sniffing everything the way they do. Let us go to it. They do it. Why can't we do it too? Let's go slumming, no slumming at Park Avenue. Let's go slumming, take me slumming. Let's go slumming on Park Avenue. Irving,
honestly, you know, I'm thrilled with your being here tonight. It gives me a warm feeling to know that two skinny guys who started out from the east side of New York many years ago are playing together tonight before millions of people. Irving, this is truly a land of opportunity. Think, you have written songs which have been played and sung the world over, and
Eddie, the joy you have brought people is no small contribution in itself.
Oh, let's talk a little bit about the things to come. Irving, I can see the not-too-distant future just as plain. I can see a blaze of glory, a light just as bright as the brightest stars. And they seem to say...
On the Avenue, now playing Radio City Music Hall.
Take them off, Renard. Take them off, will you please? Take them off.
see those fire engines just go by?
Did I? I'll say, Deanna. They were sure stepping some. And did you see way up there in front, in his red car with the fire chief, you know?
Sure I did. Oh, Mr. Wallington, that's the name of our gasoline. Why do they call it fire chief?
Well, Deanna, ordinary gasoline just isn't good enough for fire engines. They need a gasoline that gives them faster starts in any weather, full power and speed.
You mean like the ones that just went by?
That's right, Deanna. Well, Texaco found a way to make the special kind of gasoline fire engines need. The word chief means leader, foremost, the greatest. That's why they call it fire chief.
And do fire chiefs really use it?
You bet they do, Deanna. And so do thousands and thousands of car owners every day because they have found that fire chief saves the money and costs no more than the gasoline they used to use.
Oh, Deanna, you know I've been looking all over for you.
Mayor Cantor, I've been looking for you, too.
You have?
Yes, sir. I have a birthday present for you. Here it is.
Oh, Deanna, darling, honestly, you know, sometimes I've... What a pretty pair of bedroom slippers. But wait, there's only one here. What?
I know. I'll get you the other one on your next birthday. Yep.
I know, Deanna, but why? Why on my next birthday?
Well, that's one way of making sure I'll be on this program.
Yep. Say, that's an idea. He gives me... Look, I'm going to take this slipper and send it to the head of Texaco.
What for?
That's one way of making sure I'll be on this program.
Sing, Deanna, because...
Deanna, your birthday present, not for anybody, but I can't help thinking here, ladies and gentlemen, what a lovely birthday present the president got yesterday. They sent him Gene Harlow. Oh, I'm telling you. That's another reason why the Republicans are going to be sore, why they couldn't send Gene Harlow during their administration. But it would be a very smart thing, and I'm sure Roosevelt is smart enough, to keep Gene Harlow from now on in Washington. Imagine if he's up against a stubborn Senate or a Congress. He wants to get a bill passed. He sends over Jean Harlow. And she says, boys, pass this bill for Jeannie, will you? They'll not only pass the bill, they'll probably pay the bills for her. And, you know, she can be used by Miss Perkins, you know, the Secretary of Labor. In all these sit-down strikes, just send Jean Harlow. You know, nobody's going to sit down when she comes, you know. And, you know... You know, one thing that I do know that might be very smart. The president is always having a little trouble with the Supreme Court justices on the Constitution. Now he can frame them very good. He runs a dance. There's only one girl there, Jean Harlow. They all come in. Everybody's dancing with Jean Harlow. Can you imagine Chief Justice Hughes dancing with Jean Harlow? Giving out that business, you know? You know, he'll forget about the whole Constitution, you know that? It'll be the greatest movement ever brought before the court. You know? And, oh, wait a minute. James Farley is threatening to quit. He doesn't want to be the postmaster anymore.
There is a job for Jean Harlow. She knows more about post office than anybody that's ever been in Washington. My friend, enough kidding about this. Today is my birthday, and so I want to thank you for having given me that which money can buy. Your loyalty, your warm-hearted support. For that, I am so grateful. And at this time, I offer you a message. A message in song. We're only here so long. So long, no more. You simply can go wrong. You'll find, if you bear this in mind, get out in the sun, get under the moon, enjoy every hour of the day. 'Cause you can't take it with you, you can't take it with you. So have your fun while you may. A bird in a tree is happy and free. If he learned to talk, he would say, oh, you can't take it with you, you can't take it with you. So have your fun while you may. Life is a song and not a bowl of cherries, if you've got the proper point of view. Life is a song, it really is the berries. When you're in love and someone loves you, you work and you slave, you skimp and you save. Though you make a million a day, oh, you can take it with you, you can take it with you. So live and love and be gay, and have your fun while you may. You know, I'm no philosopher, but I just like to say that we should do something for someone each day, 'cause you can take it with you. No, sir. You can take it with you. So while passing through life, help those on the way. Forget this thing known as greed, and when you do a good deed, your heart will be happy and gay. 'Cause you can take it with you. You cannot take it with you. So give of yourself while you may. Why, life is a song, and we should keep on singing just as long as we can. Yes, indeed. Life is a song, if only we keep bringing happiness to those who are in need. Why, the money we own is merely a loan. Ask any wise man, and he'll say, oh, you can take it with you, you can take it with you. So give while you live and be gay, and have your fun while you may. Thank you, and at this time I want to thank Irving Berlin for his graciousness in coming down and making such a healthy contribution to our program. And remember, I love to spend each Sunday with you. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, you must know that Eddie was only fooling about the lack of birthday remembrance. He has received many, many messages of goodwill. The thing that would please him most would be for you to drive into your Texaco station tonight or tomorrow, thank the dealer who makes Texaco Town possible. Eddie Cantor and Texaco Town will come to you again next Sunday evening at the same hour. In the meantime, whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco Fire Chief Gasoline. James Wellington speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
BULOVA Boulevard Watch Time, WADC, New York.